Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
How are you going to do this show without any hands?
I don't need hands to do a radio show.
That's true. You don't push a single button in this building.
Don't you know I don't push buttons?
You don't push a single, you just click the mouse.
I'm a passenger princess over here. You push into buttons. I talk.
I've never heard the phrase passenger princess before.
No?
Where's this coming from?
I don't know.
Did you just make that up?
No, I think I heard it somewhere.
Does that come
up? A radio group of passenger princesses. There's
Are you
set.
In a group of people who don't touch radio buttons?
Yeah, there's a radio group of people who are in morning show duos who one person is the person who pushes the buttons.
Yeah.
And the other person
is the passenger princess?
Is the passenger princess.
Regardless of gender.
And that is me. Regardless of gender.
So somewhere in Columbus, Ohio right now.
Yeah.
At K blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Booger and the Itch.
Yeah.
And the Itch, who's a dude, is a passenger princess.
Well, I only heard a female say the phrase.
Okay.
So I don't know if Booger is going to be on board with that
Fair enough.
Phrase. But I heard a woman use the phrase and I was like, I like that. I'm a passenger princess. Don't think of it as like maybe you're not doing as much. Think of it as like you're there for the journey.
Think of it as like I'm your foot servant.
Like I brought snacks. Oh, wait, you bought these. Darn it. That's
you didn't bring a single. That was a surprise gift for you this morning.
You brought snacks and you're driving.
This is a road trip that's not going anywhere.
Oh, no. Eric, you brought me cashews because yesterday we had a little bit of a debate.
Yeah.
Jury in a hurry. What's the best nut? Peanuts, as say you, or cashews, as says me.
Which I don't know where you were, people who, after I lost, kept saying, I don't know how you lost. Because you didn't vote.
Because cashews are better.
No.
And you brought me the best cashews of all. You brought me pomegranate vanilla flavored cashews.
I think they're also organic.
These are the fanciest cashews I've ever seen in my life. I'm afraid to eat them.
Let's eat them.
I thought they were a gift. I'm sorry. You like peanuts. I like cashews.
Hey, passenger princess, pass the cashews.
You like peanuts. You won't like these.
I don't know if I'm going to like them or not.
I don't think you're going to like them. I don't know. I think you're going to think, yeah.
I looked at that bag and every word on it said passenger princess.
Oh, yeah.
Every word said Claire.
Yeah. Oh, I like every word on here.
Vanilla flavored.
And it's in a pink bag.
It's in a pink bag.
This is the perfect snack for a passenger princess.
Sure is.
Oh, I love it.
Do we have to make any stops on our journey this morning, passenger princess?
I think we're good.
Okay. You get to pick the songs on the radio and please set the temperature for the car.
Fantastic.
Here we go.
What are we at? A lovely 68 degrees. That's perfect.
That's 68 in the room's not bad.
Okay.
It is cold outside right now.
We're
in minus digits this morning.
I don't care for that.
Yeah.
Can we raise that?
We're
a little
below
bit?
Zero. We'll eventually get to 26. But yeah, it felt colder this morning than it has for the last couple mornings. But remember, I have that overnight low was going to be negative.
Okay.
So it's negative plus right now.
I agree. It was colder today for some reason, getting things going. I was like, come on, car, heat up.
We'll
heat
get
up.
There. Saturday, 36. Sunday, 31. Monday, 44. Just got to get, I mean. And
Monday's 44?
Yeah.
By snow.
And honestly, probably by 10, 11 o'clock this morning, we'll be fine.
Okay.
It's just a frigid start to the morning.
Yeah.
It's a below zero, and then you got wind chill built into that as well. Like a minus 20 wind chill. That's not fun.
We'll be okay. We'll be okay.
You got it.
We'll heat things up with these sleeves. How about
May
that?
May I get your mink, passenger princess?
Hold on to my mink while I give
May
you.
May I wrap you in the furs of animals that I've trapped for you.
These pelts. And a website called Finance Buzz is looking to hire one person throughout Super Bowl Sunday. They want one person to taste test the 20 different Super Bowl snacks that are going to be available via Costco. It pays $1,000 plus a $500 gift card to buy all the snacks, and anyone can apply. You have to have your own membership, though.
Well, I'm halfway there.
I know. I'm like, if you already have the membership, you're in. They're calling it the Sideline Sampler Side Hustle. 20 different snacks. wings, pizza, mini tacos, mozzarella sticks, and more. You have to photograph each item, write a brief description, and rate them all based on how good they are, how hard they are to make.
And you have to do this before the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Because people want that information going in.
You would think, right?
Yeah.
You need to have all that info. So you have to apply. They have to select. I feel like there's a little bit of a crunch time here.
My guess. Well, and who else is coming over to your house? Because you're buying Costco-sized portions, right? Which means you're probably getting...
Fair point, Eric.
You're getting 100 wings, not just 12.
Yeah.
Right? You're getting a pizza that's bigger than your oven.
This is good. You have to then host a party.
And there's nothing on. Because this is a pre-Super Bowl party. Where do you get a host at the weekend before when there's nothing on?
This is a huge undertaking. This is not just a job.
I think you're losing money on this venture.
Yeah.
You're going to have so much trash.
You know what?
You have to buy trash tags.
Think twice about this. I don't know if $1,000 is enough.
It's not.
It's not.
It's like, this sounds very enticing.
Finance buzz? I don't know. I think this is finance dupe.
It's a total dupe.
Yeah. You're being
duped. And you're also, your first word is finance. Figure it out. Do the math again.
Crunch those numbers one more time.
Do your work one more time and show it this time, finance buzz.
Show me the numbers.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I just have to stop lying to myself. I've been putting on a charade.
The first charade that you've done is calling it a charade.
It's a charade. I've been lying to myself the last couple days. We have so much grapefruit in our house. Shannon accidentally double ordered.
Okay, I've been meaning to ask, because what is the deal with you and grapefruit lately? What is going on?
Let me take you back to the lovely state of Florida.
Okay.
And where my parents had a condo.
Uh-huh.
Is near Fort Myers. And the trip from the airport to the condo always went past like a citrus produce stand, like corporate size, big.
Oh.
And we fell in love with their, which is not usually sold in the Midwest, white grapefruit.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Not too tart, not too sweet. It's not pink. It's not ruby. It's white.
White?
White.
Like the flesh?
Yeah. No, it's a yellow grapefruit, but it's white on the inside. The meat is white.
Meats?
The meats of the grapefruit, white. Very good. It's very good.
Oh.
Yes. And grapefruit is a good thing to have in a diet.
Yes.
So we became an annual Christmas item that our parents would just ship to us.
Aww.
So Shannon this year ordered some and then kind of forgot and then ordered some more. So we have two boxes worth of white.
Boxes?
Yeah.
Of
and
grapefruit.
It's boxes of grapefruit. So I've been tasked with bringing more to work, and lately it's been zero. And I told you yesterday, I've been carrying around the same half piece of grapefruit
now.
You
only had a half a grapefruit.
Well, I haven't even had it yet. It's been in this snack bag. This is day number four.
Dude!
I'm going to evict it. I'm throwing it away. I haven't even looked at it. It goes directly from my insulated bag back into the fridge. I've done this the last three mornings.
You've only talked about it. You haven't even eaten it.
I haven't even touched it. There is half a grapefruit with a serrated spoon ready to go again this morning.
You even have your fancy old man spoon.
I do. Got my fancy old man spoon. It's all ready to go.
I have only ever seen those spoons used in nursing homes.
And among retirees in Florida. It's everywhere in Florida.
Florida
has. If you go to Florida and you get an egg white omelet and dry toast, and you go out for dinner at 4:30 in the afternoon, and you get a side of grapefruit, you get one of those spoons.
You can get a serrated spoon.
I think, here's the problem. Grapefruit is I had yogurt yesterday, which I don't typically have. Like, that's a both hand item.
Yeah.
Banana, one.
Yep.
Apple, one. I gotta work and eat a snack, little bag of chips, right?
Yeah.
Grapefruit, two. Yogurt, two.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
So you didn't want to have two-handed.
I had too many two-handed snacks yesterday.
Yeah, so sorry, grapefruit.
So grapefruit lost out. Get out of here, grapefruit. It just doesn't help, though, that we still have a house full of white grapefruit. I'm going to have to eat this grapefruit sometime.
It just didn't make the cut.
Today's cut, it's going
and
out.
You have a box of them. You have to get moving on this.
You're telling me.
Are there other things that you could make with it? Can you juice them?
You could. We don't have an auto juicer, so I got to hand do that thing. Well, that takes forever.
Guess what? You just got a weekend activity.
Guess what? You're getting a jug of grapefruit juice on Monday.
Guess what? I happen to love...
What, you want that?
I love grapefruit.
How about
that?
Guess what? You're getting raw grapefruit. Do it yourself.
Can we have grapefruit mimosas?
Those would be good.
Yeah, I know.
Those are great.
I love grapefruit mimosas.
You're coming over for dinner Saturday night. Would you like to start with a round of grapefruit mimosas?
Grapefruit mimosas.
There's going to be a grapefruit course.
Yes.
Just be prepared.
Perfect. For no
it's gonna
reason.
It's going to be on your salad. It's going to be on whatever protein we're making.
Why is this grapefruit? Is this grapefruit on the pork?
It's yeah, this is a pork. We just added it. It's not the recipe.
It's not in the recipe
no,
at all.
No, you're just going to get it. Palate cleanser,
it's an
grapefruit.
Interesting. Interesting addition.
And when you leave, travel grapefruit.
Grapefruit.
Car grapefruit. Mm. You got it.
Well, I can't wait. So I'm working on my nails, trying to get nail health in 2025.
I'm shocked that there's vitamins just for nail growth. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
great that you're, that's how committed you are.
I am. I had a like bad reaction. I was using a product and my nails had a bad reaction
yeah.
to it. And so I was like, I got to work on this. So I think I'm kind of getting slowly back into action. I'm working on growing them, making them stronger. And I went to see my gal Dylan, and she and I were having a great time. We haven't seen each other in a while, so she's doing my nails, and we're talking, and we're catching up. And she's asking me about my kids, and I'm filling her in. And we get to talking about all kinds of things. I don't know how we got on the topic of crushes and boys when we were kids. And I was telling her when I was a kid, I tried to sneak out one time and go see a boy who was like in the next town over. And I tried to not tell my parents I was going to go to this dance. And I was just going to a slumber party at my friend Ashley's house. But I had to take my homecoming dress because we were practicing the full look. And I need to have my homecoming dress so I can have the whole look. So I need the whole thing. And my parents like caught me. And she's like, oh, really? That's a really good lie. I'm like, I know, Dylan. I know. It's a really good lie. How did you meet this guy? Oh, I met him on Messenger. Like we had Instant Messenger mm-hmm. back in the day because, you know, on the internet.
The old AOL.
Yeah, the old internet. And she's like, really? That's a, wow. That's a really good lie. I'm impressed with you. Can I be honest with you, though? I am surprised that you had internet back in your day. And I was like, excuse me? I had internet. Shut up. I had internet.
What's the age gap between you and your nail tech?
About 10 years. I'm older than her.
But come on.
But come on.
Come on.
Come on. I had internet. Shut up.
Which also meant, you know what, guys? I'm older than Claire.
Shut up!
I didn't actually growing up. I didn't hear this until college.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Further testing of Linn County's outdoor warning siren system will continue this afternoon and evening. So from 1 till 6. Now, it was going on yesterday. I don't think I noticed it actually happening yesterday. My biggest concern is just the idea that, you know, once it's dark and those sirens are going off, that might be a little alarming, a little concerning, but we're good. It's all happening. It's supposed to happen. Engineers, emergency management personnel will be conducting those tests. Disregard any audible alerts or messages. Again, Linn County outdoor warning sirens. One last test between about 1 and 6 o'clock
this
afternoon.
What do you think went wrong with those things?
I don't know. It's what do you start with? Cold weather? It's a computer? Age? All of the above? Maybe they, you know, it's the reason you get your oil changed in your car regularly. Maybe they missed a cycle of testing.
Just one lug nut.
I don't know. It's just weird that it randomly went off 2 Wednesdays ago.
2 weeks in a row.
And then randomly went off again.
The next week.
The next Wednesday. And now they're checking it again this time for a thing that's only supposed to go off either when you hit it.
Once.
Or once the first Wednesday of the month. So the good news is they're working on it, but you can't test a siren without having the siren go off. So that's a little bit of a challenge. Time for another episode of As Des Moines Turns.
Oh, my new favorite show.
starring the Racing and Gaming Commission, the Iowa House, the Iowa Senate, and special appearances by Governor Kim Reynolds,
ooh,
the Cedar Rapids Casino Project, and the Riverside Casino. In today's episode, the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission didn't do a thing. They chose not to decide on the petition aimed at blocking a casino from coming to Cedar Rapids during the meeting yesterday.
They decided to not decide?
They're just not going to touch it. So, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Well, Riverside and the Washington County Riverboat Foundation's like, look, we're filing this because the ballot language we claim was wrong. And the Cedar Rapids people are like, ah, this is a Hail Mary. You just don't want a casino. It's just going to take people away from you. Well, regardless of that, so this was a hurdle. And like basically all of a sudden, it's like it got removed.
Yeah.
So we are still moving forward. But there is still something lurking in the wings.
In the shadows? What is it?
We have a bill on the Iowa Senate floor. And a bill now on the Iowa House floor.
Two bills!
If those pass, and then the governor signs it, before February 6th, no casino. Because it's a moratorium, and that's going to be the law of the state of Iowa, and then there will not be a casino.
What will she do?
Find out next week. And the week after, because by February 6th, regardless of bill or no bill, we're going to know because there's going to be a vote.
Ugh.
Unless there's a moratorium first. And that wraps up this week's episode of As Des Moines. There was also some drama in Waterloo earlier this week because the parent company of Channel 7, KWWL, had a great idea.
Oh,
To save money.
Was it?
If the person running TV is also the accountant, it's a great idea.
And I am a computer.
Exactly.
I don't care about people.
Fire all the weather people at 36 TV stations. By the way, 100 people were told Monday or Tuesday they were getting fired.
Yeah.
And then let's just have a crew of very beautiful meteorologists from Atlanta do the weather for them. So it's like a packet, right? They just email you the weather.
Yeah. So when things get really dangerous, in our neck of the woods.
We got it.
Somebody in Atlanta can tell us what's going on in our neck of the woods.
Now, I hear somebody going, now, hold up a second. I hear Channel 2 on you. We have a partnership locally with a local TV station that does weather for some of our other radio stations.
Right.
Makes absolute sense because they're in our town and they can get us that immediately.
Yeah.
If you're in Atlanta and you're trying to track a storm and you've got nobody on the ground, you're not going to a mobile weather lab.
No.
You're not going anywhere.
No.
So that's where we lived Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Everybody in the world got mad at Allen Media and let them know. Because these are your friends, right? That's the fun part about small town television.
Yeah.
If you see Joe Winters out at Freedom Festival, that's cool.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We
care about Mark Schnackenberg.
We could give Justin Roberts crap about his Blazers all day long, and it's fun.
Yes.
Because those are people that you trust and know, and they feel like because they're in your house during breakfast and dinner.
Yes.
How did Allen Media Group not get that? That's the big question. So what's got us feeling all right is everybody is back to work. Well, they never were actually let go officially, but two meetings happened this week to this team. Monday or Tuesday, they were told they were getting laid off. And then they were just brought back in yesterday and told, never mind.
Hey, we were wrong.
We were wrong. Exactly. So most weather departments across the Allen Media landscape will be keeping their jobs.
Good.
Because of public backlash.
Justice.
In the meeting, when you say things out loud, did nobody go, but what if people complain? Or were like, let them eat cake, right? Ivory Tower are you that you didn't know the people were going to get mad?
There's some movie and they're like, you know, sometimes things look pretty good on paper, but when you see how it affects the people.
That's it. That's exactly that movie.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it was like.
Yeah.
So good news. Nobody's losing their jobs.
And now a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. with Claire.
Yesterday morning was a very big morning for Hollywood. The Oscar nominations came out, even after people are like, should we be having the Oscars with all the LA wildfires?
Boy, I was all on like, cancel them. And then you gave me the list. I'm like, now I want to know who's going to win.
I know, the movies sound fantastic.
Yeah.
It is a fascinating time in Hollywood. But we've got the full nominations came out. And then I like to kind of collect things and figure out who maybe is an unexpected nominee.
Yeah,
and then,
there's storylines within just reading names.
Surprises and some snubs. After getting the Golden Globe, her first ever acting win in anything, she now has an Oscar nomination. Congratulations, Demi Moore.
And her movie's up for Best Picture, too.
It is. Demi Moore has her second ever acting award nomination, a Best Actress Oscar nomination. She could win. That'd be amazing, wouldn't it? Also in that category, we've got Carla Sofia Gascon for Emilia Perez, which is the first ever openly trans actor nominated for an Oscar, which is groundbreaking.
That's big.
That's huge. Cynthia Erivo also in that Best Actress category. If she wins, she would have an EGOT, which is if you win an Emmy, a Grammy, a Tony, and an Oscar.
I didn't know she had the other three.
She has the other three. If she gets the Oscar, she'll have EGOT.
And those other three all for another Broadway-style performance when she did Color Purple.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the other three are for Color Purple.
Yep.
That's right. Timothée Chalamet is up for Best Actor in A Complete Unknown, which makes him the second person to get two nominations in that category before the age of 30. James Dean did it first with East of Eden and Giant. Both he earned before he died. Timothée Chalamet's first nomination was Call Me By My Name.
Oh, that's right.
All the snubs. Nicole Kidman didn't get a nomination for Baby Girl. Angelina Jolie did not get one for, I believe, Maria. Selena Gomez did not get a nomination for her role in
the Emilia Perez movie.
Those first two, though, you
list off, they sound snubs, and I've not seen the performances.
Right.
But they feel like they're snubs because you should get it because you're Nicole Kidman, right?
The work
should speak for itself.
Right. Well, usually in a darling of the Academy, right? Pam Anderson, also, for The Last Showgirl.
Seems a little snubbish just because it had a good buzz around
there
it.
There was buzz, right? So a little surprising there. Okay, we were talking about at the beginning of this week after the inauguration, Billy Ray Cyrus was seeming to have a very tough time at President Trump's inauguration ball. Some people were speculating that maybe there's a problem with his health because his performance was a total train wreck.
So it was just kind of a selection, a montage of just some weird things from
the
stage.
Some of the moments, and like did his guitar like not work, or did they just turn it off, like get him off there?
They used to have a hook back in the day, like a physical hook, and they would hook you off stage. They just unplug you now.
Let's just turn this off. He seemed to be having a tough time, and even his estranged family is concerned about his health. His adopted son, Trace Cyrus, posted a heartfelt letter on Instagram expressing concern. He said, "The day you adopted me was the happiest day of my life. Sadly, the man I wanted so desperately to be like, I barely recognize now. We are all hanging on to the memories of the man we once knew and hoping for the day that he returns. You are not healthy, Dad, and everyone is noticing it." He went on to say that Trace himself has been a year and a half clean from alcohol and is feeling great, and he is hoping that Billy Ray can get help in any way he can.
Now, we had some audio back with Billy Ray and Rose. What was her name?
Oh, Fire Rose.
Fire Rose, which also sounded like he was very intoxicated or inebriated or high or something.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was also early in the morning. It was a fight about getting a ride to the airport.
Uh-huh.
Right? Just awkward fight. It's a lot of slurring.
Belligerent. Yeah.
Yes. So there's, I don't know. Is that a pattern?
Maybe.
What else is going on?
I don't know. It is a painful experience, but most celebrities do make it through the YouTube show Hot Ones, where they're eating hot wings and answering questions. But sadly, Bad Bunny is officially not one of them. On the most recent episode, he bailed out because the hot sauce got too hot.
How many rounds did he make? Do we know?
I don't
feel like there's like five or six.
He, at one point, he just said, "I'm not feeling it. I don't like it because I am worried about my colon," which, you know what?
What
Fair.
Goes in has to come out.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what he said. He's like, "I think I will be at the bathroom my whole trip from here to Puerto Rico." It's like, eventually I have to travel home, you know? And like, What experience do you want?
You need to, like, what is the next 72 hours for you?
Right?
Because if you flew in to do it and you were going to fly out.
Like, if you're based in LA and then, like, you know that you could just go home and, yes, like, have some private time there. But he's going to be on a plane.
The home throne.
You know what?
Is better than any other throne, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Do you want to be stuck on an airplane bathroom?
Or even in the airport?
No. He tapped out and he said, there's no way I'm going to eat all of those. There's no way. He joins the wall most made it, which is celebrities that quit before they made
it. The wall of shame.
DJ Khaled, Ice Spice, Taraji P. Henson, Jim Gaffigan, Ricky Gervais, and Chance the Rapper. And now, Bad Bunny. Aww. So close.
Cannot fault him for this.
It's kind of smart.
Yeah.
Right? It's kind of smart. That's what we like to call
Z's sleaze.
Looking at the fourth week of the year 2025, as we broadcast from our elevation of 840 feet above sea level at a latitude of 41.88 degrees north and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our Friday morning edition of Nerd News.
Woo!
What is over the skies of Ontario? A mysterious green light.
Ooh.
Any guesses?
Northern Lights.
No. I'll give you two more.
Aliens.
You're 0 for 2.
Okay. For me, it was the Perkins sign. Is it the Perkins sign?
How did you know? No, it's not the Perkins sign.
Oh, man. I was so excited.
I don't know if they have Perkins in Ontario. I thought you were going to say drone.
Drone.
No, also not drone.
Why would I say drone?
Because there was those drone sightings forever for about 3 weeks ago. Like, drones were everywhere.
Yeah,
you were on
point.
Vacation.
Good point. No. That's a very fair point, Eric. But I was just thinking of experiences I had.
So out of the options of Northern Lights, the Perkins sign, or aliens, mm-hmm, none of the above.
Oh, I haven't had an alien experience. I should be clear.
Mostly all the experiences I've had.
Sorry.
Experts say most likely it was a meteor. Experts have been reviewing doorbell camera footage, which captured the image of a green light appearing to fall out of the sky about 9:15. This was Tuesday this week. The International Meteor Organization logged numerous reports of fireball sightings about the same time in Ontario, Quebec, and New York.
Is the International Meteor Organization not part of NASA?
Apparently, maybe. I don't know. I would rather have two than just one.
I guess.
I would have more eyes on the sky than less.
They just do meteors. Like, we don't do any of the other stuff, just meteors.
I think because the amount of stuff coming out of the sky.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yep.
You probably have like land level ones that we'll call them like the binoculars team.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the people who look into deep space.
We're not interested in that. We only do meteors.
But don't you want that? Right?
Yeah. No, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
You got the cops on the ground, mm-hmm, but then you've got like the one guy that drives around and catches people speeding from the air. Right? So I think it's a division of.
Yes.
Could have been space junk.
Could have been.
That's another option as well. But it was not the following. Northern Lights, and it was not the Perkins sign.
Did they find the meteor?
It burns up when it comes in.
Oh, so nothing.
They're pretty small.
Okay.
A new report from the University of Washington shows a sizable slide for life expectancy in the state of Iowa. So the last time they did the math, 1990, the state of Iowa had the fourth highest life expectancy in the United States.
Woo-woo!
2024 data, now we're down to 17th highest. So we're still in the top 20. We'll probably be in the low 20s by 2050.
So right, we have a big cancer rate, isn't it?
That's a big part of it. So 79.7 years is the average life expectancy of an adult in the state of Iowa. The report cites drug and alcohol use, body mass, some of those things leading to cancers, blood sugar issues, blood pressure issues as causing the falling expectancy. U.S., by the way, 78.3 years for average life expectancy.
So we're a little bit higher. Okay.
We're a little bit higher.
Little bit.
So if I were you and I'm getting up there, I would start moving to the states where it's higher and higher and higher.
I thought you were going to give me tips on how to live long. I would drop a few lbs.
I think it's here. I'll tell you exactly. Limit drug and alcohol use. Get skinnier.
I'm not going to stop drinking wine.
And
so
make
next,
sure your blood
pressure. Next suggestion.
Well, happy? Nope. Not going to make it your 80th birthday. I'm so sorry.
No, because some of the smuckers old people say that they have a drink
every day. For every one of those stories, I would have a carton of cigarettes and I would have a jug of wine every day.
I don't know who to believe.
And a Twinkie.
And a Twinkie.
And that's Meredith, and she's 107.
Exactly.
Right? At Shady Acres. So you
we'll
do.
See.
You never, ever know.
You know what? I'm just going to L-I-V-E.
That's right. YOLO. You only live once because you're probably going to die before you're 80, at least if you live in the state of Iowa.
Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome. Last story for Nerd News. Forget cocaine, bear. Drug rats are a thing in Houston.
Oh, my God. What happened?
Police and city officials in Houston say evidence in storage lockers are being destroyed by drug-addicted rats.
What?
Because if you have a big raid of marijuana, it's evidence, right?
Yeah.
You don't destroy it. It goes into a sealed warehouse where rats are getting in and are consuming the drugs. Drugs being stored in evidence lockers are attracting rats that then feast on the narcotics, then get all drug crazy, and then they start to damage other evidence in the process.
No!
Primarily, these are pot rats who have been waking and baking with access to 400,000 pounds of marijuana in storage. Officials also note that some rodents managed to get into a bag of hallucinogenic mushrooms.
Oh, no!
Exterminators are doing their best, but you try fighting a rat on drugs. It's tough. This is a rat. This is a rat on drugs. Any questions? It's tough.
It doesn't mellow them out. It amps them up.
It seems to amp. Well, who knows what else they're getting into.
True.
But yeah.
Up and downers.
And that's like a large amount. I don't know. Maybe they're mellow, but they're hungry, right? They got munchies, man.
They've got the munchies.
City's currently reviewing more than 1.2 million pieces of evidence, and they're going to get rid of anything that's been in storage before 2015, including all the drugs that were seized. Now, I don't know if I want to be the exterminator fighting drug rats now, or when they find out the drugs are gone, those rats are going to be mad.
Yeah.
You take the drugs away from the drug rats,
they're going to be furious.
They're going to come after you, man.
I don't want to be there that day.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric. Your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
7:42 now with the Morning Scramble. Dan, Eric Hansen, and Claire. Welcome to the studio. Producer Ben, good morning.
Hey, Ben.
Good morning. Happy Friday. We were trying to figure out who's going to go first, and we figure you're the most impartial of the three of us.
So impartial.
For Try Not to Laugh News. What were you thinking, Claire? Just have him point?
Yeah. Okay. Producer Ben, as an impartial justice of the peace.
Yeah.
Can you...
Our moderator, you know, our bailiff for Jury in a Hurry.
Yeah.
He's a safety captain.
Yeah.
He's got the skills and the resume.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
We have prepared two very funny news stories. We will swap them, and then we need you to decide who's going to read that news story first.
Typically, you would choose for headline battle.
Yeah.
But we don't do that anymore.
No.
The last three headlines, we picked identical headlines.
We can't do this. If we're going to have brain meld issues.
Yeah,
we can't...
that's causing a problem.
No.
This, by the way, we got a shout out, Marion High School. This is where the whole idea came from. It was 2023.
Yeah.
And they have a YouTube channel for, I think it's like their AV department or maybe mass media class. And we were invited on to do Try Not to Laugh News. We had such a good time. Ben really loved it.
Ben loved it so much. He's like, hey, can we do that again? We were like, Ben,
why not?
For you, we'll do it.
So this is for you, Ben. Try Not to Laugh News.
Okay.
Okay, I think step one is the exchange of stories. All right.
Don't look at them.
I'm not looking.
Don't look. Don't look.
Okay. Who would you like to read their story first?
I want Claire.
Okay, Claire, you're going to go first for Try Not to Laugh News.
Okay, I'm feeling kind of laughy, so hang on one second.
Okay, let me know. You point to me and I will click the music that will start the story.
Walter Cronkite. Go. Ice marathon runner dons polar bear suit. Breaks world record. A British woman donned a polar bear costume to run a frigid Norwegian marathon and break a world record with her time of 4 hours, 58 minutes, and 29 seconds. Gil Punt, 54, a teacher from Essex, took the Polar Night Marathon in Trosmo, Norway, which took runners on a dark mountain pass and temperatures about 14 degrees. In a related story, an Alaskan polar bear nicknamed Britches donned a Gil Punt costume and broke a world record in a human suit marathon in Saskatchewan, Canada, and won with a time of 7 hours and 42 minutes.
This what's problem. What's hard about trying not to laugh news is I know what's coming and I have to laugh.
I did not make it.
I got to tell you, I had a lot of fun writing that.
Mm-hmm.
I actually Googled the average pace of a polar bear.
Yeah.
That's about what a polar bear.
You made your joke accurate. Wow.
That math is correct. That's what a polar bear would go for a marathon.
That's really funny.
Thank you.
That's really funny.
He wore a, what was her name?
Gil Punt. He wore also, Gil, her name is hilarious.
Her name is Gil Punt.
I was like, don't laugh at Gil Punt. That's her name.
And then naming the polar bear.
Is it Gil or Jill? Should I have said Jill?
Either one. The fact that he wore a suit made out of Jill was funny. Okay. Try not to laugh news. Haircuts interrupted when cow forces its way into a barbershop. Customers and stylists at a barbershop in China were left scrambling for the exit when a cow pushed its way through the door and ran through a small shop. The cow eventually calmed down and stood at the counter awaiting capture. The cow was reported to have become agitated when it saw a stylist giving one woman bangs who definitely did not need bangs. Did not need bangs. No, she didn't.
Sassier.
Sassy. She did not need bangs. Is that better?
Yes, that's what I was going for.
All right, that was the debut. Try not to laugh news. I liked it so much, I think I want to do it again.
I definitely want to do it again. Thanks, Ben.
I'm gonna do it. You're gone next Friday, are you not?
Yeah, but we can do it whenever we want because right. We're in charge.
That's a good point. Doesn't have to be on Fridays. I'm sorry. You're as sassy like a cow at a barbershop in China.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
8:13 now with the Morning Scramble. Dancing Eric Hansen and Claire. And here we are, another day of too much knowledge.
Too much knowledge. I have these fun little facts and tidbits, and I have a problem with keeping them. And then it's like, you know, you get a hoarder situation.
Yeah.
And you get them all stacked up.
And that becomes a bit of a fire issue.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
It's a lot of paper.
Yes. So let's get some of this paper out of here, shall we? Can you just spin that wheel? It'll give me a number, and I'll read you off a fun little tidbit.
Okay. I just had a handful of your special cashews I got for you.
Oh, yeah. These are great. They're pomegranate vanilla flavored cashews, because cashews are the best nut.
Good fats and protein. Here we go.
Look at all that protein.
Look at that cashew spin.
Woo. And I think sugar.
Go. There's a lot of sugar in that, I think. One.
Number one. Oh, if your name is Jessica.
Go on.
You have Shakespeare to thank.
He invented the name Jessica?
Shakespeare invented the name Jessica in his play, The Merchant of Venice. It had never been used before.
Is the merchant actually Jessica?
I believe the merchant's name was Jessica.
I didn't know that.
The first ever merchant of Venice was Jessica.
God, that's useless. Interesting.
Well, it's useful if your name's Jessica.
Good point.
It's useful
no,
to Jessica.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry.
Hey, it's useful to Jessica knowledge.
You just did. You know what you should call this? The Wheel of Jessica Knowledge.
Or renaming the wheel.
The Wheel of Jessica Knowledge. This was my second spin, and it landed on a 2.
Number 2.
Yes. God, please be more Jessica Knowledge. No.
Not helpful for Jessica's, I don't think, unless you're a Jessica who has a V in your name. Every letter in English is silent in at least one word, except for the letter V.
Who figured that out?
The letter V is never silent.
25 out of 26 letters in one word or another
yeah.
are absolutely silent.
Have in some word a case when they're silent.
That's crazy.
But V is never silent. V always does some talking.
Yeah, V does.
Yeah.
I'm having dinner with a V tonight, and she's chatty.
She's chatty.
So chatty. You're not going to believe this.
What?
We went 1, 2, 3 today.
No way.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say we landed on Jessica.
I've added V and Jessica to the wheel. But it didn't land on either of those. It landed on three.
The traditional national sport of Turkey, the country, is Greece wrestling.
That's confusing.
Two guys cover themselves in olive oil.
Yes.
And to win the match, you have to pin your opponent by lifting him up.
Yeah.
And carrying him 3 steps.
But he's slippery.
Yeah, that's why it's hard.
Wait, 1, 2, 3 forward, or you got to go up steps? How do the steps go?
Steps forward, not on stairs.
I'm just curious. That's more difficult.
It's not on stairs. That'd be so dangerous. You're already greased up.
Meanwhile, in the country of Greece, you have to go capture a greased turkey.
Yes. That's so confusing, you see.
That's going downhill.
It's like Greenland, Iceland.
Let's say number three, please.
Number three. This is so stupid. Oh, dear Lord.
What?
Nightmares. Okay, there are 25 million tons worth of spiders on Earth right now.
Alive spiders we're talking about?
Alive spiders.
How many? Wait, 25 million tons?
25 million tons. And based on the amount that they eat, in theory, they could eat every single human on the planet in a year.
If they all figured it out? Here's what I want everybody to do right now. Wherever you're standing, look around, because that room's got a cobweb.
Of course it does.
Which means it's got one of these 25 million tons of spiders.
And if they got some ideas.
And they're hungry. And they're going,
Stop it.
I'm really hungry for some Jessica.
Turn around, Jessica!
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.